Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politicians.
Attention,
corporate heads.
Attention, Barack Obama.
Dumbass.
Yes.
And Glenn Beck.
Take it down.
Bill O'Reilly.
You have just pissed off the loudspeaker of Brooklyn.
Pissed him off.
Louis B is an American and loves liberty. Especially his freedom of speech.
He'll talk shit
First
about
Amendment.
The war on all bullshit munching. Info Kadusha rockets into the enemy's
I'm
camp.
I'm a fuck up your shit.
Broadcasting live from the forest of hate.
Yes.
This is the Cross Shot Radio Show.
Yep.
Kicking
and
the issues in the ball.
Your host, Louis B.
And enemy combatant. Yes, welcome to the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today is our news and commentary show. I'm joined with my lovely, beautiful co-host, Glenn, from Hi. Jersey City, a.k.a. Enemy Combatant. New Jersey, we are change.org.
No, we are change New Jersey.
We're change New Jersey.org. Yeah, I'm sorry. I actually want to start off a little differently. I know we always do something... We're always very serious when it comes to the news, always with doom and gloom and shit. But here are some funny things that I found off of Terra.com, which is a Latin-geared website. But they have
or Earth?
Or Earth. Yeah, this is kind of funny. Man stole woman's car on first date. Police say a first date went from bad to worse when a Detroit man skimped out on the restaurant bill, then stole his date's car. 23-year-old Terrence DeJuan McCoy was bound over Thursday to face trial in Oakland County Circuit Court on a charge of unlawfully driving away the woman's car, a 5-year felony. McCoy waived a preliminary exam in the case. Police say McCoy dined with the 27-year-old Southfield woman April 24th at Buffalo Wild Wings. And fuck. The Daily Tribune of Royal Oak reports the woman told police McCoy said he left his wallet in her car and asked for her keys. He then sped away in the 2000 Chevrolet Impala. Well.
Great.
Yeah.
Did you hear the one about the guy who put his parents on Craigslist for sale? You didn't hear that one?
No.
Yeah, that's a mainstream story right now. It's gone supernova. Yeah, look that up. That's hilarious. It's obviously a joke post. He wasn't actually selling them, but for some reason, it's the talk of the blogosphere right now.
Oh, he probably got his ass kicked by his parents. He's like, oh, really, motherfucker? Especially if they didn't get any offers. All right, Puerto Rico. Man accused of stealing 88 panties. Puerto Rico police said that they have, PRPD, said they have arrested a man accused of snatching 88 pieces of underwear from a neighbor's clothesline. The man was charged with theft and illegal appropriation. Police said Wednesday that he returned all $1,000 worth of underwear to the woman. I'm sorry, that if it's not funny to you, I'm sorry, but this was fucking hilarious to me because I could just imagine in my head the freaking the whole conversation, the anger. They said he stole the items from his 29-year-old neighbor over a period of several months in the rural town of Orocovis. She apparently had to keep buying more to replace those that had vanished from her line. He was jailed Tuesday pending $20,000 bond. So I did the math, and it turns out she was paying $11.64 a pair of underwear. Per panty.
Mm-hmm.
So. So, no. Okay, I guess it was only funny to me. Like, she's like going to her backyard, you know, after doing the laundry. She's like, shit, where are my fucking panties? Oh. like, she has to, like, free ball it. She's like, shit, I'm down to my, and the only ones that are left are granny panties, so she don't feel a little sexy.
Hmm.
She's like, shit. Fuck.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to laugh. I'm just trying to read through all the serious shit right here.
Yeah, no,
while
then,
I'm
then,
listening
then,
to the humorous
yeah,
shit.
Then come to find out, then come to find out some asshole next door's been stealing your shit. It's like, the fuck.
Well, speaking
and,
of
I mean, really,
our neighbors stealing shit, did you hear about the former Israeli prime minister who got indicted, Olmert?
Nah.
That's hilarious because people accuse Israel of stealing our money all day.
All day, every day. I don't give a fuck.
That's what Israel said.
Yeah.
As they sucked us into their tribal Middle Eastern conflict in that region. And I'm getting pretty tired of people saying that we talk about too much politics on this show or too much of this or too much. Fuck you. Okay, start your own radio show if you don't want to hear about quote-unquote conspiracy theories, even though we don't theorize on anything. We just tell you, we read you mainstream articles and then give you our comments about it.
Oh, they.
And that's actually the first thing I have here. I just want to read a couple of these headlines. We won't have time to get to all these. But facts and understanding are often in conflict. And this is a piece by Danny Schechter in the Epoch Times, August 27. It's been sitting on my desk here for a week now. I haven't had the chance to look at the article itself. But I agree. Living in a culture of delusion leads to denial, ignorance, and worse, which is what we're seeing now, the totalitarian state, the police state, creeping up on us. So, I mean, just stop being in denial of what's happening to America. I mean, I just posted the Russia Today clip with Igor Panarin, who we mentioned at least a year ago, saying that the United States is going to break up into six different regions, and he's on Russia Today now saying he's releasing his new book, and his new book is going to be old news by the time November comes around, because by then, he says, the United States economy will be in such a bad shape that there won't be a United States, and he says that eventually, after 2010, the whole country is just going to get bought up by outside offshore private interests like the EU controlling the East Coast, Canada controlling the north of America, and then the Chinese buying up the West Coast and California, and the Spanish, Mexicans, basically taking over South America there, South United States. So, I mean, just stop being in denial. I'm about to post all these other mainstream news articles besides the Ehud Olmert being indicted right here, former Israeli prime minister. It's just all happening. They're showing you who they are right now. They're letting you know who the real criminals are. Hal Turner gets caught as an FBI agent in New Jersey posting fake racist blogs. Turns out he's an FBI agent, been planted there to run psyops on you, pitting you against me, black versus white. You know, Latin versus white, white versus Chinese, you name it. The federal government is not your friend. Just because they busted a couple politicians here and there and a couple Bernie Madoffs, private investors, here and there, does not mean that the feds can be trusted.
Nah.
Back to you, Louis, as I continue to sift through this garbage.
They can never be trusted. Let's go into some New York politics here. Spitzer is going to be teaching a class in City College. That's how he's going to be coming back. From governor to professor, Elliot Spitzer is staging his comeback in the classroom one day after dispelling rumors about a possible run for public office. It was revealed today that the disgraced former governor is now an adjunct professor at City College. He will teach a three-hour class on law, public policy, and how to haggle a hooker. So,
and he's
go.
Not running for governor. That's
no,
a rumor that's been put out there. I just read about that in today's
which
paper.
Is, to tell you the truth, I would still vote for him, though. Because, I mean, even though he has, even though he's
it's a hooker. It's a hooker. Come on.
I mean, look, he wasn't using city money, though.
Like Giuliani.
Yeah.
And Bloomberg. The green mayor caught idling SUVs, polluting the atmosphere, even if you, if you believe in global warming, which I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, even though they passed a congestion tax, so that way more people get stuffed into the subways.
And did you hear about the MTA proposing to make standing room only subway cars to cut back on costs while increasing the fare hike?
Yeah.
I mean, these people are criminals. They're mafia bosses.
The MTA has been criminal. The MTA has been caught cooking the books back in 2003. It ain't nothing new. I mean, I'm surprised people don't just say, you know what, fuck the MTA, we're going to walk. Because, I mean, during the strike, I was on a scooter.
Yeah, I remember during the strike, some guy tried throwing a shoe, a la the shoe journalist who threw his shoe at Bush, at the head of the MTA for the fare hike, and as soon as he reached for his shoe, he was arrested.
Yeah.
That's why they have you take off shoes at the airport. It's all about submission. Take off your shoes, good little slave. Jump when I say. Here, under your tongue, in your arm. Let me stick this needle in your arm and your neck. It's for your safety. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. But look at this. Huge half-a-page article from the Epoch Times, also dated August 27, 2009. Possible dangers of swine flu vaccine. Swine flu vaccines have many ingredients, including egg protein, aborted fetal tissue, thimerosal, polysorbate 80, and formaldehyde.
That's delicious.
And this is the caption to the picture they have. This isn't even the beginning of the article. This is just a one-liner, and already admitting that the swine flu shot contains mercury, thimerosal preservative, all sorts of other crap, formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid. I mean, aborted fetal tissue?
Delicious.
By Paul King, PhD. I'm just going to read the intro to this, and then I have to move on in the interest of time, but...
Yeah.
Do not take the swine flu vaccine, period.
Oh, well, go ahead, and I have something that relates to that. Two articles.
Will this fall swine flu vaccine program be a repeat of history? So already they're letting you know that this has happened in the past, and if you know anything about the past swine flu outbreaks, you know that the vaccine did more harm than the outbreak because there was no outbreak. And not because everybody was vaccinated against it, because there was no outbreak. You see, it's all a marketing scam to sell you the vaccinations that haven't been tested, and then when they kill you or they injure you, there's no liability.
Yeah.
Same company that caught with the weaponized avian flu vaccine, Baxter, at it again. And then a couple months ago, I remember them saying, oh, they wouldn't be ready in time, and now they're saying they're totally ready to vaccinate 160 million Americans. That's almost half... More than half of the entire population of America, the United States. In 1976, the barely tested vaccine formulation had no thimerosal. Mercury. But the one they gave the public was thimerosal preserved. So it still had mercury in it. So total doublethink. Let me read that again. It had no thimerosal, but the one they gave the public did contain it. You know what I'm saying? Like they tested it without the mercury, which was totally safe, because obviously vaccination would be a good practice if they didn't have all this other crap in it. But then the one they gave to the public was thimerosal preserved right there.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
In the second sentence, and
It adds flavor.
Before the vaccine program was canceled, 46 million people were vaccinated, 4,000 of whom sued for damages from side effects, including neurological damages such as paralysis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, or death. and they even, how funny is this? That, you know, how people say, oh, you got that from the internet. That's not credible. But the final sentence of this paragraph is, see YouTube, and then they give a link to the YouTube. So now the mainstream media is using YouTube as a reference source. How hilarious is that, Louis?
Well, when they say stuff like that, I mean, remember back in the 1800s? Well, I read it in this book. Well, anybody can write anything in a book. That's
because
not
one good. Guy said it was true.
Yeah. Why? Because you read it in a book? Not everything you read is true, you know, back in the 1800s. Oh, I read this in the newspaper. Not everything you read in the newspaper is true. Oh, I saw it at a play. Well, not everything you see in a play is true. You know.
No, but I mean, for those of you just tuning in.
What's next? I saw it on the hologram. Well, not everything you see on the hologram is true. Well, it was beamed into my brain. Well, not everything that's beamed into
spirits.
Your brain.
Yeah.
You know, you're just a conspiracy theorist.
For those of you who just joined us, I mean, look, the mainstream media is running out of control. They're desperately, desperately spinning out of control because nobody's watching. Their ratings are plummeting. We had the report on Crotshot couple months ago from the Associated Press stating how internet is the most popular and in most cases most reliable form of information, outweighing TV, radio, and newspapers combined. So believe what you want to believe.
Yeah. Oh, man. We're screwed. So we got John Luke in the room.
Oh, no, we're totally screwed. And we also have Truth in Action.
And we got Truth in Action, a.k.a. Russ.
Go ahead, take your swine flu vaccine, which the Obama administration, ABC News, is saying you need to take 3 mandatory swine flu shots, even though in most other news sources they're saying that you don't need any kind of medication to recover from the swine flu if you are infected by it.
Yeah, well, yeah, Russ says, we aren't screwed, just say no. I mean, that's exactly what I'm going to do. They're going to have – basically, the only vaccine that they're going to have to force on me is going to be lead.
Okay, continuing on here, I don't have time to get to this, obviously, but another – it has to do with what I just talked about. The Jewish State newspaper, local New York, New Jersey Jewish newspaper, dated August 28th.
What's it called, the Daily Kvetch?
No, it's called the Jewish State.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, same thing. August 28, 2009. Film exposes U.S. eugenics movement's Nazi connections. Yes, you heard that right. U.S. eugenics movement, not Nazi eugenics movement. But
well,
how
I mean,
we were in cahoots with the Third Reich. I mean, the History Channel did a whole special on how Wall Street funded Hitler. I mean, stop being in denial of the New World Order, please, and eugenics, particularly.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, as I learned, we didn't really win the war. We just shift all their scientists over here. There you go.
No one's saying that World War II wasn't real. I mean,
what?
Look, just keep the listeners muted while we get through this. We have so much news to get through. We don't even have time to have our own opinions here. I'm just reading you what the newspapers are telling us here.
Yeah,
but
we don't got time for callers yet, so.
Alexander Trum for the Jewish State. Film exposes U.S. eugenics movement's Nazi connections. There is one state today, Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf, in which at least weak beginnings move toward a better conception are noticeable. Of course, it is not our model German Republic, but the United States. As the film War Against the Weak shows, the eugenics movement, whose ideology culminated in the Holocaust, was formed not by the Nazis, but rather by the scientific and political elite of America. And this is from the Jewish newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary, directed by Justin Strawhand, is based on a book of the same title by Edwin Black and will screen at this year's New Jersey Film Festival at Rutgers, New Brunswick. and the theme is the danger of putting science to prejudice. The film documents the disturbing story of the eugenics movement in America. The theory of eugenics was first developed by British scientist Francis Galton, a cousin of Charles Darwin. Galton was inspired by his cousin's 1859 On the Origin of Species, which articled the theory of natural selection. According to Darwin, a species evolves over successive generations by adapting to the traits that best enable it to survive. And Galton reasoned that societies that protected the weak or ill or the unfit or undesirable undermine the process of natural selection and thereby threaten the survival of society as a whole. In 1883, Galton coined the term eugenics, the term he later described as the science that deals with all influences that improve the inborn qualities of a race, and also with those that develop them to the utmost advantage. It was America where eugenics first gained significant traction in the wake of the massive immigration from Southern and Eastern Europe, as well as the racial conflicts following Reconstruction. Scientists and policymakers were drawn to the idea of producing a hereditarily healthy and pure population. Even one instance of a defect or abnormality would render all of the members of the family tree infected, quote unquote. So, I don't have time to get to the whole article, but I mean, we're living in a total eugenic society. Everything around us is designed to reduce the population. One example from my local experience, and then I'll let you take it over again, Louis. I work at A&P, again, debunking the myth that debunkers spread, that, you know, truthers don't have a job. I work at A&P, and there's now advertisements saying that if you buy $30 or more, you get a free swine flu shot. So, you know, spend for victory. Go to the stores. Buy shit you don't need made by people in a country you can't find on a map. Back to you, Louis.
All right, well, Defense Department to start H1N1 flu vaccinations. All military personnel will be vaccinated against H1N1 flu virus, and the vaccine will be available to all military family members who want it, a Defense Department health affairs official said today. Well, yesterday. This was, yes. The H1N1 vaccination program will begin in early October, said Army Lieutenant Colonel Wayne Hatchie, Director of Preventative Medicine for Defense Department health affairs. God, seriously, we probably spend like billions of dollars just for all these fucking names. The vaccine, which has been licensed by the Food and Drug Administration, will be mandatory for uniformed personnel. The colonel said, what we want to do is target those people who are at highest risk for transmission, he said. Healthcare workers, deploying troops, those serving on ships and submarines, and new accessions are at the top of the list. Any place where we take a lot of people, squash them all together, and get them nice and close, and put them under stressful conditions, will get the vaccine first. So, yeah, we're going to start vaccinating our troops, and, yeah, like they always do, and they're going to we're probably going to start seeing some crap with them. In New York City, city officials outlined H1N1 preparedness plan, saying that the city is fully prepared for whatever happens this fall. Mayor Michael Bloomberg and top officials outlined the city's plans to combat the H1N1 swine flu Tuesday. The mayor, along with health commissioner Thomas Farley, Health and Human Service Deputy Mayor Linda Gibbs, Office of Emergency Management Commissioner Joe Bruno, and School Chancellor Joel Klein, held a detailed briefing to discuss how the city will handle a possible fall resurgence of the virus. According to Bloomberg, 15 agencies met together this summer to analyze data from last spring's emergence of the virus and to come up with the proactive, far-reaching contingency plan. We can't predict this year's flu season, but we can make sure that city government is fully prepared for whatever happens, Bloomberg said. Health officials predict that the virus will be a bigger threat to younger people rather than older people. Ah, notice how they're trying to go after your kids with the vaccines. So, think about it. They like, oh, it's going to attack your kids. Guess what? A lot of the people that caught the swine flu, yeah, they died because they had pre-existing conditions. Their immune system was already weakened. That's how they died. A lot of people who just caught it, they didn't even need to be hospitalized, no medication. They stood home. And I'll say this again. You get sick, take a fucking day off and relax, all right? Jesus Christ. You know, don't be putting some foreign crap in your system, especially when you don't know what's in it. You know, a lot of times the medicines that are there kill off a lot of crap that you need. It does more harm to you than good. I mean, I know this is unrelated, but look at chemotherapy. It kills off healthy cells and the bad cells and the infected cells. So you're basically killing yourself to cure yourself. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. But that's how medicine is today. Oh, so what else we got here?
Yeah, well, I got another health-related story here.
All right, shoot.
Graphic city ad hits soft drinks designed to highlight sugar intake cons.
Mm-hmm.
New York City's Department of Health is targeting sweet soft drinks with a gross-out ad campaign that shows globs of fat pouring into a glass from a soda bottle.
Mm.
So again, this theme of soda being bad for you, I've been ranting and raving about this for the past month now. I see an article almost every week telling you that soda is bad, don't drink soda. Even the so-called diet drinks are actually bad for you, and in most cases worse for you. Graphic city ad hits soft drinks. Are you pouring on the pounds? Ask the ads plastered in subway cars. Sugary drinks shouldn't be a part of our everyday diet, Health Commissioner Thomas Farley said. Drinking beverages loaded with sugar increases the risk of obesity and associated problems, particularly diabetes, but also heart disease, stroke, arthritis, and cancer. Officials said
when I'm looking for my diabetes testing supplies, I call Colonial Health. my diabetes.
Yes, you got the reference. Thank you.
And
Thank you, Louis.
I'm Wilford Brimley.
That commercial makes me laugh every time.
Sometimes I get pissed off and I slap my wife upside the head when I'm having a sugar seizure.
Officials said that Americans consume 200 to 300 more calories a day than they did three decades ago, and that half of those calories are from sweet drinks. So here is a rundown on some of the stuff that you're consuming.
Mm-hmm.
20-ounce cola, 16 teaspoons. 16-ounce apple juice, 14 teaspoons. 20-ounce sports drink, like a Gatorade, 7 teaspoons. 20-ounce lemon iced tea, 14 teaspoons. And a 16-ounce cafe latte, 4 teaspoons of sugar. School kids who consume sweet drinks tack on about 360 calories a day. The percentage of high school students who say that they have a sweet drink every day, the percentage in the Bronx, 29%. Staten Island, 25%. Queens, 23%. Manhattan, 21%. And Brooklyn, 22% consume a sweet drink every day. Louis?
I like sugar-free. I drink aspartame.
No, but that's... It's not just one type of sugar. All sugars. Drink water. Drink healthy water.
Can I put
reverse
sugar
osmosis
in the
water if you can.
Can I drink sugar water?
Well, make sure it's a healthy sugar, like a natural fruit sugar, and not artificially synthesized.
What does the sexuality of my sugar have to do with anything?
Sexuality.
Sugar.
Oh, it's just a conspiracy theory that sugar is bad for your teeth, even though dentists have been saying this. And I mean, what are you trying to say, Jean-Luc, really?
Just
sugar is good for you. What else is good for you? I don't know. Eating mercury is good for you.
Having unprotected sex.
Drinking salt. Without any water, just eating raw salt is good for you.
Yes.
What else is good? Let me think. Eating paper and glue is great for you.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking motor oil is good for you. Yes.
Mick Jagger likes brown sugar. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there is nothing nutritious about these disgusting soft drinks, junk foods, and hardcore candy bars that they're selling you. It's hardcore drugs. That's what it is. And if you want to be in denial of that, that's your choice. But the science is out there. The statistics are out there. And what kind of shit is that where we have to make up new psychological disorders for people who try to eat healthy? I mean, remember that article we covered in detail?
Okay.
So we accept that organic is weird and that modified is normal. I mean, think about that.
Yeah,
okay, continue eating GMO foods then, my friend. Continue eating them.
Alrighty then.
Go ahead, Louis.
So, we got... Governor Patterson allowed... off-track betting to go to bankruptcy court. Governor David Patterson announced Tuesday that he signed an executive order to send the city's off-track betting corporation to bankruptcy court. The order allows the independent public benefit corporation to recognize... Holy fuck. Yeah, I don't understand what you. Yeah, just fucked up my shit just now. The order allows the independent public benefit corporation to recognize its finances under a Chapter 9 filing within the next 2 months. Off-track betting (OTB), despite taking in $1 billion a year in bets on horse races, has frequently posted losses for the state. Patterson said that the restructuring would save 40,000 jobs statewide, cut labor costs with OTB unions, install less expensive automated betting machines, and break some leases. Though the reorganization plan, OTB will be able to get rid of its obsolete mid-20th century procedures and market itself to a new generation of racing fans in the 21st century, said the governor. So, yeah, enjoy your betting. Another vice. And you can tell that the economy's fucked when even our vices like betting is going out of business. What's next? Is Governor Patterson going to allow wiggles in what the fuck is that? In Queens, the freaking file for Chapter 9. Wiggles is a...
Well, you know how the economy's really fucked.
Yeah, when the gentleman's club, when the hookers have to move out, there's no job for hookers.
You know how the economy's really fucked, though? I have this article right here from
Reuters. I really
Federal Reserve Chief victim of ID theft, Ben Bernanke was among hundreds of victims of identity fraud that stole more than $2.1 million. So even the head of the Federal Reserve is subject to ID fraud, ID theft, and money swindling. Reports Newsweek magazine. The head of the U.S. Central Bank and his wife were swept up in a case against the fraud ring after his wife's purse with personal checks inside was snatched at a coffee shop in 2008, Newsweek reported, citing recently filed court documents. Someone soon began cashing checks on Bernanke's bank account, a crime that became part of a wide-ranging federal investigation that was already underway. The targets were members of a nationwide ring that used both old-fashioned thievery and high-tech fraud to loot bank accounts of unsuspecting victims. Back to you.
Yes. New Yorkers encouraged to prepare for emergencies. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napoliano, whatever the fuck that bitch's name is, joined officials from the Office of Emergency Services today to kick off a national preparedness month with the launch of Ready New York City campaign. The campaign urges New Yorkers to come up with a plan and prepare for emergency kits in case of a disaster or a terrorist attack. Yes, keep that in mind. Keep the fear in mind. Even though it is good to have a bug-out bag, but where's the guns? Oh, wait, we can't have guns.
And especially not in New Jersey. Total slaves.
Yeah, we can't have nothing that will really do this. ABC News. Controversial Blackwater security firm gets Iraq contract extended by State Department. Company banned from operating in Iraq earlier this year, the State Department has extended a contract with controversial private security firm Blackwater. ABC News has learned the contract was due to expire this month. Sources say that the department has agreed to temporarily continue using the subsidiary known as Presidential Airways to provide helicopter transport for embassy employees around Iraq until a new contract with another security company, DynCorp International, is fully implemented.
They changed their name, by the way, so that you can't keep up with them. XE or Z, as it's pronounced.
XE or Z. Okay, well, yeah, it says it here. Presidential Airways is an arm of the U.S. Training Center, which is a subsidiary of Company Z, formerly and still commonly known as Blackwater. Officials say DynCorp will not be fully staffed and certified in order to assume the responsibilities immediately. DynCorp takes over the airlift contract on September 4th, but because of the delicate handoff between companies, the contract with Blackwater was extended so that the companies overlap. The deployment of the aviation program in Iraq is a complex exchange, a slow transition to DynCorp taking place over the task order is in the best interest of the government, a State Department official has said. So, yes. Isn't DynCorp fucked up as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. Isn't DynCorp another name for Blackwater? So aren't they like the same company?
I don't think so. I think they're two separate entities, but it's all going to hell in a handbasket. All the military and intelligence services are being privatized, just like everything else, the commons, water, air, food, everything else is being privatized. And, yeah, enjoy your enslavement once you get sent to their Wacken Hut facility or whatever for sticking up posters or flyers or God knows what else. By the way, the hyperinflation is a long-term projected result. What we're going through right now is a period of contraction or deflation. The hyperinflation kicks in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just to explain that.
right.
But look at this article I got right here.
Okay,
going
wait,
with what you just
go,
said as a follow-up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, before we're going to be right back after these words. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner, that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you. When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live at 7 p.m. only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hotter. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? It's time for political correctness, so listen to Crotch Shot Radio Show. Sit by for the beat with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatants, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. This is war! Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. News and commentary. Louis B., Enemy Combatant. Thanks for coming in, listening. Thanks for downloading. So what else we got in the stacks?
Well, this is from today's newspaper, Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. Am New York.
Mm-hmm.
An original by Marlene Nan, I guess, N-A-A-N-E-S, Nan. Job losses and 9/11 anniversary putting New Yorkers on edge. Tense times create stress mess is the headline. Sure, a little anxiety is an inevitable byproduct of life in the city, but some therapists say New Yorkers have not been this jittery in years. High anxiety has been fueled by rampant job losses and a collapsing economy. And cases of the nerves may only get worse now that the summer is over and the 8th anniversary of 9/11 is around the corner. This is a period of time that traditionally brings anticipation with back to school as a baseline, said Dr. Alan Manevitz, a psychiatrist in New York Presbyterian. There is a sense of that the summer is over, and we're going to see what's going to happen. While there is hope that things will get better, there is a great deal of uncertainty. New Yorkers have been struggling to cope with growing stress. Work and social life have been hectic. Evidence of over-the-top stress can be found at local pharmacies and therapist's office, where some psychologists have seen the highest level of anxiety since 9/11. two Zitomer Pharmacy locations saw a 10% increase in anti-anxiety prescriptions in the past 9 months and between 5 and 10% boost in antidepressants, which are used to treat anxiety disorders. People who did not have a problem before the recession, read depression, have been talking to doctors about anxiety issues, and others who weren't coping well before are also suffering, said Peter Canaris, psychologist at New York State Psychological Association. The loss of jobs, fear of loss of home, this has ratcheted up the level of stress where people are responding to that with health problems, mental and physical, he said. Some doctors believe that anxiety levels aren't necessarily going up. It's that people's acceptance of taking psychiatric medication has risen, which is absolutely true. People take medication for stuff they don't even have just to take it because they want to get high on it. A recent study showed that most people felt drugs are helpful. Well, no kidding. Our whole society is drugged up and brainwashed. That's why they're able to get away with all their crimes, the politicians and the mob bosses. There was a greater stigma in taking them, said Dr. Lena Verkhovsky, a Manhattan psychiatrist. I love how they're all Soviet Jews, these doctors they're quoting. Something suspicious right there.
Says you.
Or maybe it's just New York City. But now there is a much greater social acceptance of both psychiatric illness and treatment. Physicians are also more comfortable prescribing medications that have been tested in the general population for a long time. Advertising has also played a role in people's acceptance, which Verkhovsky believes is an overall good thing, but she's also had to counsel patients who came in asking her for medication that she does not feel is appropriate.
So we got Brian from Minnesota Change.
Which one is that? Days Are New?
No, Brian. Where it says Brian MN Change.
Oh, I got to refresh my window.
Yeah, you got to refresh the window. Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, the reason we're doing this radio show in the first place is to relieve stress. We're trying to get this off our chest, all these thoughts, you know, floating around in our heads and also floating around in print.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not the only ones talking about these things. So definitely thank you for tuning in. I got two more featurettes here. Obviously, I don't have time to get to the whole story, but a few more, about 10 more news articles, news and briefs that we'll get to later. But, Louis, back to you.
Oh, crap. Yeah, well, if you go on to the Crutch Out Radio Show YouTube account, we have the Pastor David, the fuck is it? How come I keep forgetting that man's name?
James David Manning.
There you go. James David. We got the interview that we did with James David Manning on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/crotchshotsradio. You'll see it. It's up there. Also, the video of me confronting Christy Todd Whitman when she was on a radio show. So Louis B. confronts Christy Todd Whitman. And or if you just want to look for it, Pastor James David Manning on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And also, I'm attacking my city councilwoman. She cares more about luxury houses than poor people. So vote out Councilwoman Diana Reyna. Really do that. So we got more videos coming up. We are using YouTube. We know YouTube is owned by Google, but until they start really censoring people, definitely we're going to be using it to spread the truth, attack all enemies, foreign and domestic. You'll know what I mean if you look at all my videos. Well, all our videos, rather. Excuse me.
You're inspiring me, Louis. I got to start getting my game up with the YouTubes. I feel like I'm entering 2001. You know,
yeah,
YouTube has been around forever, but it's like the power is still out there.
Yeah, we're going to be I'm actually going to be using some tool called WebMongol to upload videos simultaneously pretty soon. So, yeah. So all the videos are going to be everywhere as soon as we sign up for them. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I got two more here. I'm saving the Bloomberg feature for last.
I'd like to give a big shout-out to Kev. He's the host of American's Reality Check, Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, talkshoot.com/TC/29521. Definitely hit him up. We got Brian. Brian just said, I found out I'm working for people that have friends that are members of the Bohemian Grove. Get an invite.
Get some free grilled meat, some barbecue meat while you're at it.
Get some shavings off of Molech. Wood shavings.
I don't think that's the deity's name, actually. It's something else. Molech is a bull. The owl is something else. That's not
male?
Correct. I was watching
Freeman
Perspective. He actually mentioned something about that, too.
Yeah.
It's something else. I don't know what the owl is called, but it's not Molech. That's something that Alex Jones actually got wrong. Yeah.
Do your own research, he says. Do your own research!
But before I get to the Michael Bloomberg feature story in the Village Voice today as Max Boardroom, which is, you know, it's kind of funny because I was thinking about Max Headroom the other night, and I was so surprised to see this. The Village Voice has been doing some really creative things with their covers lately. I'm not a big fan of the liberal media or the conservative media or any of it. Mainstream media, it always spins wildly, which is why we have to decipher and filter out through our show here, but we're not perfect either. He's in a lot of trouble, my friends. Bloomberg is this basically corporate god in control of New York City, more powerful than Giuliani ever was.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before we get to that, City Hope's flu plan stifles viral rumors. 30 million to provide H1N1 vaccines to 1.1 million students. Officials to update new cases at schools on website. And Michael Bloomberg said that like a hurricane, a big snowstorm, or a building collapse, this is something that could happen in the city, and we want to be prepared for it. But that's not even the important part. It's all about word games. Pay attention to the phraseology of the headline. City hopes, again, hope. A common theme that we're seeing here. City hopes flu plan stifles viral rumors. So I have another article in the same vein, which I'll get to shortly.
Translation. Don't worry, people. Go back to sleep. We think we have it under control, but we're positive that we could get. So don't worry about it. Go back to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Not City Hope's flu plan stifles virus. City Hope's flu plan stifles rumors about the virus.
No dissent. Don't worry. We can't have people dissenting or else
So I don't even have to read the article for you to understand that this is totally bogus. This is a theme we've been seeing lately from the news media. Take your swine flu vaccine shot. Shut up. Ultimatum. You can't send your kids to school unless you vaccinate them, even though there's no ordinance or no law that actually says that. They're just saying that you put the herd at risk. The herd immunity will decrease if you don't vaccinate. But if you're vaccinated and I'm not vaccinated, then what do you have to worry about if you're already vaccinated against it?
Exactly.
New York will spend $30 million in federal funding to vaccinate 1.1 million schoolchildren against the swine flu, but remains to be seen if the city's plans will reassure parents or clamp down the rumor mill that can be more virulent than the disease. Well, no, the vaccine is more virulent than the disease. If you take the vaccine, as the Obama administration has said, they wanted you to take 3 doses of it, then you're going to be in a lot of pain, my friend. We've posted videos on CrowdShot and We Are Changed New Jersey showing the Iraq veterans and the soldiers that the American military willingly injected with secret, yes, secret vaccines. Just go Google secret vaccines, CrowdShot Radio, and the post will come up. And the soldier, his entire face, his entire body swells up. He's this disgusting sack of shit, liquid, pus-filled container of flesh.
Now I'm starving.
When he used to be a normal boy in the military, a totally healthy young guy, and then he took this literally secret vaccine that they wouldn't tell him what it was until he was on his deathbed and the parents requested it. I mean, it's just disgusting. Don't go along with it. Just like they're now trying to introduce compulsory Gardasil for boys, not just for girls. They're saying boys should be taking this vaccine to prevent giving the girls the HPV.
So yeah, we got big shout out to Jamie and Brian from Minnesota Change. What's up? Enemy combatant. He's Glenn from We Are Change, New Jersey. And I'm just Louis B. of the CrowdShot Radio Show. That's it.
You are a badass radio hosting son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch! I'm a cut. I've been cutting niggas since I was in kindergarten. Now
let me continue this flu thing here. And then I'll briefly mention the Michael Bloomberg thing as a tantalizer to your Mike Bloomberg deception, which I hope is coming out soon.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the first part one done by Saturday, the Mike Bloomberg deception. It's probably just going to be the introduction. So if you don't like it, suck it. Wait for part two. That's pretty much it. And I'm just going to post it on YouTube. No, I'm not selling no fucking DVDs. Go to Tube Sucker and download the shit and put it on a DVD your own damn self.
Tube Sucker?
Tube Sucker.
Now, that was quite homoerotic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, jizz on your lips.
Yeah, but check this out.
Wipe your lips.
Officials say they hope H1N1 preparations aren't needed. Well, that's a lie right there, because they have already prepared. Just go look it up on Associated Press. 160 million vaccines ready for the American people. I mean, I'm going to have to look that up and post it on CrowdShot, because I know people won't believe me. But they hope the preparations aren't needed, but then they've already prepared. So total contradiction right there. Mayor Michael Bloomberg called yesterday's announcement, September 1st, of the city's response plan for the anticipated return of the flu, is the first of many efforts to keep people up to date. Swine flu is not expected to return any stronger than it was in the spring. Regardless, the city, with parental permission, will vaccinate 1.1 million school kids with either shots or nasal spray. That's great. And prepare hospitals for a possible surge in patients. Vaccines are not expected until mid-October, and the federal government is going to be picking up the $30 million tab. So, yeah, just, go shopping at A&P, get your free swine flu shot, and then line up and take it.
Yeah. This is that's even more ridiculous as Steven Seagal as a cop on A&E. That's even more ridiculous.
Why don't we take a break and then we'll start off the next hour with this Bloomberg piece.
Yeah, look.
Yeah. I hope Brian wants to get his swine flu vaccine at Walmart. Yeah, and also you get a free pack of condoms and your white trash black belt. I actually was kicked out of a Walmart because I was asking, hey, where can I get me a white trash black belt? They're like, sir, get the hell out of here. We're the Chinese slaves. I want my black belt. All right. Well, anyway, this is the Crush Out Radio Show. We're going to be right back after these messages. Sit tight. And, yeah, kicking issues in the balls, firing Katusha rockets into the enemy's camping ship. So, yeah, suck it. This segment of the Crush Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrushoutradioshow.com and click the top banner that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crush Out Radio Show sent you. When you visit the Crush Out Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Out Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69. For an additional 2,000 bonus points, only from Delivery.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live at 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hot. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Andy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Hope you're alright, it's in love, it's making alright. I'm about to play something here, my baby. Need a little bit more, you might have met me. Come on, man, for sure, that means my life. It's just my concern, it's an issue. All day and every day, what's the next step to make something my life? What's next for me?
What's up, welcome back. Crotch Shot Radio. The CrotchShotRadioShow.com. Yeah. Always, if you're looking to see who's going to protect you from the coming hell, look in the mirror. It's up to you, my friends. You got to rely on yourselves. You can't rely. I'm even saying you can't rely on Alex Jones or anybody else in any specific movement. You really got to start looking after yourselves, doing your own. You have to do your own thing. It's all about freestyling. You got to start. You got to start freestyling, coming up
with
different
things. We got a question.
From
the chat room. What do you guys think about Michael Savage, Lou? You want to answer that?
Thing is, I mean, I've spoken to John Luke about this before. I have never heard the Michael Savage show. So I really don't have an opinion. So. Because I can't really give a fair opinion because I've never heard his show.
That's kind of my response too. I don't really think much about him. I've heard him here or there, but I'm just too busy with so many other things that I don't even have time to listen to talk radio really. So that's why I like to host my own thing with Louis here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, why don't you tell folks about the Mike Bloomberg deception? Give us a little sneak peek if you can.
Oh, fuck. You know,
Because I want to get into this Bloomberg article.
Well,
maybe you
could
tell us a little bit about it.
All right. Well, the part one, I'm just going to be talking about, you know, all the lies. Well, I'm going to be touching on the lies. It's just going to be an introduction how New York City's infrastructure is failing because all the money is going to all these developers or his friends, how he's co-opted city council so that way they could get rid of term limits so that Mayor Bloomberg is now the king of New York. So, other than that, I don't have anything else because I don't even know my damn self. So I'm still writing it. I'm actually going to be starting off how he was scammed into our lives, into us voting for him because he was endorsed by Giuliani. He's like, oh, well, we need a businessman to help run New York City as a business so that way we can make more money. And we didn't know that it was going to cost us billions. So there you go. And go.
Well, this is the cover of the Village Voice today. Bloomberg keeps his millions separate. I'm sorry. Bloomberg keeps his billions separate from his mayoral obligations. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Max Boardroom by Wayne Barrett.
I got to pick up that Village Voice then.
Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, especially since I was thinking of this archetype, this is such a synchronicity for me. And, yeah, Bloomberg is under heavy criticism right now, especially by mainstream publications like The Village Voice, and even, you know, other big publications like New York Times and the rest of them, which I don't even read that crap anymore because it's all such crap. But here we go. By Wayne Barrett, Max Boardroom. Bloomberg keeps his billions separate from his mayoral obligations? Yeah, right. No mayor may be able to top Rudy Giuliani's public worship of New York's Bronx baseball team. But with the Yankees seemingly headed to the playoffs again, the current incumbent will no doubt at least make an effort. As a result, the image of Mike Bloomberg hamming it up in a first base box will be beamed into city homes this October, right before Election Day. And for many viewers, the image will be carried on their local cable network provider. For most of New York, that provider is Time Warner. A funny thing about the Yankees on your Time Warner cable box. A few years ago, the Yankees were in a murderer's row with several other sports channels. Met games are broadcast on SNY at 26, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it's almost a year since that date came and went, the end of Time Warner's 10-year contract with the city of New York. The city, however, is slowly negotiating a new contract, probably the most lucrative in the country. For many reasons, the delays have already worked to Time Warner's advantage. And you can be sure that Time Warner believes that its decision to bump the Yankees and move a minor news network all the way from Channel 104 to a prime spot on the dial carries some weight with the city and the man who runs it. And that's because Michael Bloomberg, besides running the city of New York, also owns a company called Bloomberg LP, which happens to run a little business news network called Bloomberg TV, which you can now find on your cable system at Channel 30. So yeah,
yes.
That's the first part of this article. I don't have time to get into it. Actually, I have to take this phone call. I'll be right back.
Alrighty, well, so we got, please stay tuned. This Saturday is going to be part one of the Mike Bloomberg deception. Been working on it, trying to get it all done by September 15th, which I'm probably going to be cutting it a little close. If you guys want to help me out, it doesn't matter if you're not in New York or anything, that's crossoutradio@yahoo.com. If you have anything you want, you know, up there, you know, promoted or any information, any news you want up there, again, crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Tell your friends, tell your mammy, tell your grandma, listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We do this Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5 p.m. If you're an unsigned artist, unsigned music artist, feel free and also send us your MP3s. Tell your friends. The premise of the show is to go after every subject, every piece of bullshit that's going on this planet, in society, you know, pop culture that's just horrible, that's really just ridiculous, and just attack the fuck out of it. Like I said earlier, we actually had the Honorable Pastor James David Manning. He stopped by for a 40-minute interview. We discussed everything, and we actually found out that Pastor James David Manning questions not the official story. He's not a 9/11 truther, but he actually questions the official story of 9/11. You can actually go. Let me just put the link in the chat room. You go, so that way you guys could take a look at it and also download the episode. We're also on iTunes and Zune, so you could download this for free.
And I'm back.
And you're back, so little self-whoring I did.
So any other news? Because I got a few briefs here. And no, not Tidy Whitey's.
Yeah, but I saw those Saturday, so that was Sunday, I mean.
I wear boxers.
You
for
wish.
The record.
You wish. Yeah. So I don't care what people think. Now, I'll check out blacklistednews.com, see if they got anything, but just shoot.
All righty then.
Alrighty then.
All right.
Yes.
Reuters, Associated Press, economists: stimulus need has waned. The U.S. economy does not require a second stimulus package. Instead, the government should cut spending over the next 2 years, according to a survey of business economists released yesterday. And this is dated September 1st, so yesterday would be August 31st. But we didn't need the first stimulus package. We did not need Bush's stimulus package either. We can't just throw money at the system. We need to let failing institutions fail. This is not true capitalism. This is crony capitalism. You don't know what that is? Look it up. It's socialism for the rich, where all of our wealth, that is the poor, the middle, and the rich classes, all of their wealth is transferred to the super rich, creating a ever-widening gap, which will never be closed if the way things are going now, if they continue to go this way, and, you know, gas becomes $20 a gallon, then it's going to become completely unstable. And we started the show off by talking about that. The fact that Russian war college professors and other top academics, business economists, etc., are saying that the United States is on the verge of total collapse. And this is on the books. Imagine off the books what the debt is. I mean, we are totally bankrupt, my friends. We are totally, totally, morally, spiritually, and especially financially, we are completely and totally bankrupt. Watching shows like The Price is Right and other crap, hoping for trinkets. just stop wanting stuff you don't need. Live a simple life. Be a good person. Be content with what you have. Simple living, high thinking.
Yes.
You know, do something with your life. It's not all about the material possessions that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Some 9/11 related news. Associated Press. Memorial to Flight 93 is set for 10th anniversary.
Memorial.
The federal government will pay about $9.5 million to acquire land so that the Flight 93 National Memorial can be built. By the 10th anniversary, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said construction is expected to start in November. So there you go. Another money hole. How much was that? $9.5 million land grant.
Mm-hmm.
So that is your economic stimulus right there.
Right there. Sentenced to death on the NHS, or National Healthcare Service, by the London Telegraph. Patients with terminal illnesses are being made to die prematurely under an NHS scheme to help end their lives, leading doctors warn today. In a letter to the Daily Telegraph, a group of experts who care for the terminally ill claim that some patients are being wrongly judged as close to death. Under NHS guidelines introduced across England to help doctors and medical staff deal with dying patients, they can then have fluid and drugs withdrawn, and many are put on continuous sedation until they pass away. But this approach can also mask the signs that their condition is improving, the experts warn. Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! I feel happy. I seem to be getting better. I feel happy. Boom! In the trunk. There you go. As a result, this scheme is causing a national crisis in patient care. The letter states it has been signaled palliative care experts, including Professor Peter Millard, Emeritus Professor of Geriatrics, University of London, Dr. Peter... Oh, fuck these names. A consultant in palliative medicine at St. Luke's Cancer Center in Guildford, and four others.
Guildford.
Forecasting death is an inexact science. They say patients are being diagnosed as being close to death without regard to the fact that the diagnosis could be wrong. As a result, a nation wave of discontent is building up as family and friends witness the denial of fluids and food to patients. The warning comes just a week after a report by the Patient Association estimated that up to 1 million patients had received poor or cruel care on the NHS. The scheme called the Liverpool Care Pathway was designed to reduce patient suffering in their final hours. Developed by Marie Curie, the cancer charity in Liverpool Hospice is... Yeah.
What's that, an Indian bitch?
No.
Curie.
Please press 1 if you like to speak to a representative right now. Is your son or daughter dying? Are you in a hospice?
Yeah, Curie.
Are you being denied food? Press 2 if you are close to death. All right, well, something like that. It was recommended as a model by the National Institute of blah, 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 blah. They're killing you if you're dying, and they're wrong. Socialized medicine is going to kill you.
Well, here's some good news.
Yeah.
You get ready for this, because this is...
Are you ready?
This lit up my day. Turkey and Armenia agree to establish diplomatic ties. The two countries agreed to establish diplomatic relations, overcoming a seemingly intractable rift that dates to the early 20th century.
Yes.
And was marked by the massacres of Armenians under Ottoman rule.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but this front
there
draft,
you go.
Right?
We are moving forward with the social tension there.
When did furniture have a
fail?
No.
Sorry.
Fuck. Really? I failed? All right, let me do it. When did furniture have a dynasty? Oh, fuck. All right. All right, I'm going to go kill myself now. There we go. Killed myself.
And you just saved the car industry right there by getting rid of your clunker.
Ah, hold on. That was $20,000 right there. Yeah, earning tax credits.
Warning, right. Do not go to cars.gov if that is still even active. But check this out. This is some bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Associated Press, boy, 10 years old, faces murder rap and shooting of dad.
Well, who gave the kid the fucking gun? Don't teach him no damn responsibility. I mean,
exactly. That's what the article states. A 10-year-old New Mexico boy will be charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of his father, police said. The boy used the father's rifle to shoot the 42-year-old Byron Hilburn in the head on Thursday. So, thank you, New Mexico. You get the Darwin Award.
Yay. Well, actually, not really, because it would have been funnier if the kid would have gotten shot himself.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he'll kill himself eventually.
Yeah, hopefully.
This is even funnier, Louis. Check this out. I know you're going to like this one.
Alrighty.
Also Associated Press, reality TV contestant drowns during challenge.
Assholes.
A contestant on a Pakistani TV show drowned during the program when she was swimming across a lake with a 15-pound backpack.
Who wants to be an asshole? Coming this fall to CBS.
I mean, you deserve to die, you fucking moron. Who swims across a fucking lake with a 15-pound bag?
I can do it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to get the 200-rupee prize, which is...
It is like the Weimar Republic.
Oh, my goodness. Please, I'm going to...
It's not just America. All these nations are going bankrupt right now. The IMF and World Bank... are trying to control all these other central banks.
Asshole. As they're pulling her out the water.
Asshole.
Yeah, as they were pulling her out the water.
Okay, you think that's bullshit?
Yeah.
You ain't ready for this, Louis.
I haven't done the asshole chant in years.
You might have to do another one after you hear this crap.
Alrighty. Shoot.
Are you ready, listeners out there in internet radio land?
I'm ready for it. Coming. Yes. Go ahead.
NYU.
Okay. New York
which
University.
Which charges $50,000 a year in tuition.
Yeah.
Is now offering, drum roll.
I don't got one.
A class in Guitar Hero.
Asshole.
Oh, no, that's even worse.
Cunt, 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 cunt.
I mean, really? Really? Really?
Guitar Hero.
The corporate education of America. Yeah.
Guitar Hero. With stars in his eyes. Guitar Hero.
Go to school and play video games. Da da da. And pay $50,000 for tuition a day. Da da da.
Hold on. That's it.
I just can't handle it anymore.
I just had a live bit. That's it. Hold on. NYU. Okay, hold on.
You're calling them?
Yeah, I'm going to call them live right now.
Ask them about that shit? To
I'm
sign up for it?
No, I'm going to curse him out. No, fuck that shit. No.
Yes.
And unfortunately, my uncle works for
I have
for
another
him, so.
One right here, which is, while you're doing that, journalism class focuses on Twitter. DePaul University in Chicago is now offering a class on Twitter, the Associated Press reports. The class, called Digital Editing, From Breaking News to Tweets, will focus on the journalistic aspects of the microblogging website, Twitter.
Yeah. Alrighty. Alrighty, hold on. I'm calling now. Feel free and join in if you want.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Motherfucker. It's really the fax number? Hold on. I mean... Okay, hold on. No, don't worry, people. We're gonna get something. someone's paying for this one. $50,000. What's
And this is according to New York Post.
Oh god. What's next, Frogger 101?
I mean, it's just like George Carlin warned us before George Carlin died. He said pretty soon college was gonna be so watered down.
Hello?
To be transferred to an NYU staff or faculty member, please press 1.
That Shit. All you need is a pencil to get in there.
Public safety, press 2.
Can someone press 1?
For recorded messages about active alerts at the university,
you're the caller.
Damn it. If you are a prospective student and are interested in learning more about the university, press 4.
On your dial pad?
Yeah, I don't have a dial pad.
Center.
The Gizmo 5 dial pad.
No, I don't. I'm not calling from Gizmo 5. I'm calling from Skype.
Press 8.
And that dial pad.
Okay, it's not letting me. It doesn't show a fucking dial pad. It's bullshit. Hold on, I'm probably going to have to do already call phone.
From your phone, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, paste. Phone.
The levels we go to pull off pranks. Later, Bodacious. I thought that was you signing off there. But yeah, the point is we don't need classes in Twitter or Guitar Hero.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna call my cell phone. Someone ain't.
Ching chong ching. Ching chong ching.
That's racist, man.
Hala ba la ba la ba la ba. Jihad.
Ready?
Al Qaeda, what can I do for you?
I like surfers to air missiles and kill the Jews.
So, hold on, let me dial NYU. Oh, shit.
Welcome to the Taliban. How may we help you?
Yes, how? Speaker. Already. Going to the menu. Got a block.
Got a block. Number here.
Mad Echo, Louis.
Yeah, I got a block. Yeah, number. Wait. How the fuck? What's the show off the mic? Hi. Alrighty. Mute mic. We got the mic muted. Now we dial the number. Sorry.
Yeah, check out the movie Gamer coming out this Friday. Another Hollywood propaganda film about how soldiers are basically mind controlled in the field by their commanders.
To reach the NYU Office of Public Safety, press 2.
Yeah.
For recording messages about active alert.
Oh, fuck. All right, hello. Yo.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I gotta fucking do this shit all over again. I fucked it up. Alright, it's ringing. Alrighty. Mute mic.
We should call the Dean of NYU, a long-legged Mac Daddy.
Yeah, I gotta freaking press the fucking button.
Network University's voice directory, please say the name of the person you'd like to reach. If you would like to spell the name of the person you'd like to contact using your telephone keypad, press the pound key.
Operator.
Please wait while I transfer your call to an operator.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. No representatives are available at this time. Please try your call again during university business hours, which are
Monday
through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or select from the following options. To be transferred to an NYU staff or faculty member, press 1. To reach the NYU Office of Public Safety, press 2. For recorded messages about active alerts at the university.
Oh, fuck it. We'll do it tomorrow. Well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll fucking record this shit. Damn, I wanted to do it live on the air.
After all that. Well, thank you, listeners, for putting up with us.
Yeah, that fucking malarkey. But feel free to call NYU, you damn selves. And freaking said, like, what the fuck?
I got 4 more here, and then sure. I'm pretty much done.
Yeah.
For a little brief 1x1-inch articles that nobody notices because they're too busy talking about Michael Jackson still being dead. I posted a funny video about that. By the way, Louis, did you see that?
Hold on.
The official song about Michael Jackson's dead and who cares?
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but it's there.
Hmm. Indeed.
Yes. Who gives a shit?
All right, check this out. Reuters, a strongly worded report on child obesity recommends that the state and local governments tax junk food and soft drinks and give tax breaks to grocery stores that open in blighted neighborhoods, as well as build bike trails. But see, it sounds like a good idea, but if you think about it, why don't we just not manufacture junk food? Or fine companies that are caught putting poison and other crap additives into their food instead of taxing soda and potato chips? What is wrong with us as a society? We are sick. We are unhealthy. Our health is now measured by look how many sick people we are treating instead of look how many healthy people we have. I see stuff like this all the time, and it just gets me so mad. 2 out of 3 children is obese in this country, and that's just America. All right, here's a good one. As we were talking about the rumors, the viral rumors earlier, Associated Press, this is out of Germany, Berlin. Jackson hoax video, German viral experiment. A video purportedly showing Michael Jackson emerging from a coroner van was a hoax created by a German broadcaster as an experiment aimed at showing how quickly misinformation can race across the internet. But see, while that's true, there's a lot of misinformation out there. YouTube is filled with poorly done videos about the New World Order or any subject you can imagine, really. There's a lot of crap out there. But the establishment, particularly Google, which has bought YouTube, consolidating that, and as you may have heard, Disney just purchased Marvel, all this major merger and acquisition going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
They
are
scared to death of us. We are taking over their social networking websites, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, MySpace, we are destroying them with our videos, with our broadcasts, with our images, our articles. So they are scared to death of the fact that viral marketing or mimetic marketing is possible for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're changing people's minds and we're not charging a penny for it. Except maybe, you know, the fact that you have to pay for internet to see our website. Louis, you want to say anything about that? How the mainstream media desperate right now, covering its ass?
Of course. That's why you see. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, please, please.
Yeah, what's up with that? Fucking CNN and shit, and all these people. Follow us on Twitter. It's as if Twitter is something new.
Yeah, I mean That's because we're taking over. We are taking over.
They don't set the pace anymore. We set the pace. We set the rules. They're now covering news stories that we post on our little website. I'm seeing our material being echoed.
Yeah,
in other places.
It was kind of fun. It was kind of funny when we did that.
The original stuff that we do.
Yeah, when we did that post, we were already in the search results. Under CNN as blogs that are covering this. So we're getting a lot of
I forgot all about that.
So we're pretty much and a lot of times, I mean, if you want to talk about the alternative there, if I could beat our own horn here, we've been ahead of Infowars.com on many occasions covering stories. And a lot of times 72 hours in advance.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, our little website is actually covering stuff faster than anybody else first. Yeah,
I'm seeing Crotshot popping up in forums and message boards in obscure countries in you know Eastern Europe and shit. I'm seeing international listeners relying on us as a source of information now. How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm.
And again, as we read you earlier, the Epoch Times is now using YouTube as its reference source. I mean, but at the same time committing doublethink, saying that we're conspiracy theories because we take our information from the internet.
Yeah.
You know, by the same token, anything could be propaganda. I mean, look. Anyone can say anything about anyone or anything. But regardless of what you believe, the facts are the facts. And we need to start being more rational and fact-based instead of faith-based and emotional. Because there's no time to get emotional when our country is literally being sold out, is having the rug pulled out from underneath us. Wholesale, just totally shifting over to a prison, security, industry, economy. Again, internment specialist ads popping up everywhere. CIA recruitment ads popping up everywhere. Discovery Channel running advertisements for scientists to join the CIA to develop technology for them. What more is it going to take for the United States to realize that they are totally being fucked with this big lie cock, as Deke Jackson calls it? I mean, I got two more articles here.
When they stop learning to love it.
I'm going to give you the... I mean, they're both... Actually, you know what? No, one's good news, one's bad news. I'm going to give you the bad news first.
All right.
So I can give you the good news and save the best one, the juicy details for last.
Yes.
Des Moines, Iowa. Again, both of these are Associated Press. Animal rights group films chicks tossed into grinder. The Chicago-based Mercy for Animals organization publicized an undercover video showing unwanted male chicks being tossed alive into a meat grinder at an Iowa plant, which is accused of being perhaps the cruelest plant in the industry.
Mm. I like pizza piss.
So that's a metaphor for you and me, America. The undesirables will be shipped off to die, either in war or in some kind of detainment facility or prison. It's or you'll work for them as a prison enforcer, as I just mentioned, as a prison warden or a security guard somewhere making $10 an hour, tasering people, enjoying it. And finally,
I like hamburgers.
finally, the best for last.
Got nothing.
Because I know the listeners love President Obama. Come on, deep down you know you do. You love President Obama.
Yes, I have wet dreams about him every time.
I'm in love with Obama.
It's not paranoia. I have Epoch Times advertisements, half a page in size, saying join the National Clandestine Service with the prison planet image. It's the Earth, the globe, with all these TV screens on it, just like the room of the architect in The Matrix. I'm not paranoid. This is on the local New York newspaper.
Sure.
Finally here from the Army's website, Associated Press. I'm sorry, not Army. Am New York. I should have looked at that closer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Presidential approval ratings fall to 49% in August. President Barack Obama's full month job approval rating for the month of August dipped below 50% for the first time to 49%, according to Rasmussen reports. The Daily Poll showed 30% of voters strongly approve, while 41% strongly disapprove. So 41% strongly disapprove, and only 49% on average approve of Barack Obama. So it's below 50%. As I have told you several weeks ago, it's on WeAreChangeNewJersey.org, actually, when they first started slipping.
Why don't you tell people about that website that are having people apologize for voting for them now?
Oh, that. Thank you for reminding me. That's great.
There you go.
I am sorry I voted for Obama.com. Yes, let me type it into the chat.
I am sorry I voted for Obama.com.
When I first went on there, they had 700 petition signers, people who voted for Obama admitting that they voted for him, but they are now regretful. And now it's up to 2,000 petition signers when I checked last. I don't know what the number is now. I checked about a week ago. But the point is, even the Obama supporters are now peeling off their bumper stickers, you know, throwing away their T-shirts and hats. And they realize they've gotten scammed. The people who voted for him, we are having a true awakening, Louis B.
Oh yeah, hold. They actually sell selling stickers saying "I'm sorry," and it has the Obama sign looking all sad faced and shit. Let me read some of these.
And then we will take your calls.
Yeah, let me. Yeah, we'll take your calls. Let me read some of these comments. I voted for Obama in the Nevada caucus. I saw him and his lies leading up to the general election, and did not vote for him. Who could imagine Obama could be this bad with no leadership skills? Logan, I tried my best to tell everybody that Obama wasn't a knight in shining armor, but they went and voted for him anyways. It kills me to see this administration throwing such a hissy fit because they, Obama administration, realized that the average American person is smarter than they gave them credit for. So what's their answer for that? Why none other than pulling out the old race card? But even that isn't flying like it used to. Liberals need a new playbook. Yeah, because at this point, people are so pissed off. You're a racist. You know, you get called a racist enough, it's like, you know what? Fuck it. I am a racist. You're a nigger. And I hate you because you're a nigger, but you're still fucking up my chair.
And I think that's exactly what's pushing a lot of people over the edge right now, is the fact that they're going to embrace it. They're going to embrace their irrational, animalistic side because they think that that somehow is going to be progressive. I mean, both sides are stupid. On the street, the most recent one, Louis posted about the La Raza member waving a flag or whatever, and then the white guy, you know, starts conflict with him. But I'm just sick of it. America, stop fighting with each other. Let the show be an example a white guy and a brown guy teaming up. Well, you're caramel colored.
Okay, yeah. I'm very delicious looking.
Mocha.
Mm.
But teaming up to expose all these social and political issues. And that's the last thing they want. They want us focused on this petty issue of racism. It's some nebulous concept. And in most cases, just like Hal Turner, it turns out, Associated Press, that they're feds.
Right.
Hal Turner was running PSYOPs in a COINTELPRO.
Yeah, we got Dr. Kimberly on the line. Hey, Doc.
Hey, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm sweet. Sugary.
You are. You're sugary sweet. I like the caramel coating. That's good.
Can
I be prejudiced against those damn caramel-coated people?
Damn it.
I'm not, but, you know, okay. Can I join the fanaticism of being racist?
Okay.
Sure. Can I be racist against something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I got a few feathers in the back of my head, so y'all can be racist against me, you know?
Yeah, I have a thing against Lithuanians, though.
I dated one once. They're okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. Everyone is racist. That's the point. It's a joke, John Luke.
Yes.
It's a lens that we view life through.
Did y'all cover that story in Phoenix where they videotaped the guy with the gun on his back and they cut out the fact that he was black?
Really?
Did y'all see that?
Yeah. No, not yet. Hold on. We got John Luke. And go. John Luke. I'm probably going to have to unmute him again. Yes, I do. John Luke.
Hello. What's up? How you doing?
Yeah,
the Alex Jones was a racist thing. That was just a joke. I saw it on a YouTube clip and where they took a bunch of things out of context. It clearly was taken out of context. I don't like Alex Jones, but he's not a racist, though. But I just figured I'd say it anyway. But, I mean, a lot of the stuff that you're covering is about, like, the globalists and stuff, and I'm actually taking a course on a lot of this stuff. So it really puts a lot of it more into perspective. And, I mean, there are a lot of misconceptions about these people. Actually, it says a lot of people who want a world government were against the Vietnam War and against the Iraq War.
Well, yeah, the League of Nations was supposedly founded to stop the world wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. World peace, et cetera.
A lot of people who are adamant about a world government are actually against a war, period.
Well, yeah, there's science fiction out there about a hegemony or a world government that's a benevolent world government. There's all sorts of literature and stuff out there suggesting a good world government as opposed to a nefarious one.
Well, that's
Star Trek, et cetera, et cetera.
That's the whole point. It really it'll be a tyranny regardless of the intentions. But I don't think a lot of people see it that far. They say, oh, these people want all this evil stuff, blah, blah, blah. But I really don't see it that way. But it doesn't really matter because a system like that would make would be one where the most opportunistic and ruthless people would end up getting to the top.
Well, you know what
regardless,
I see right now?
Like the way in the communist system. I mean, I really believe that the architects of the communist revolution did have good intentions, but what ended up happening to them is that they were all killed off by Stalin.
Couldn't the same be said about the Constitution, that America started off with good intentions and they kind of fumbled along the way?
I don't think they fumbled. I think it was an excellent piece of legislation. I just think over 200 years, it's going to eventually crumble. I mean, it's amazing it's held up as long as it has. It really is.
Because what I see right now in front of me is this Village Voice cover with Mike Bloomberg wearing dark sunglasses, just like an agent out of the Matrix, and he's got all these green lines behind him, and it says Max Boardroom. That character. It's just they're showing you who they are. This is the Matrix culture. I mean, it's a culture of governments. It's the military-industrial complex doesn't just run our government. It runs our whole culture. Mimetically, our culture is created and institutionalized from the top down. I mean, I can I should do a whole episode on this actually in the future, Louis. But I downloaded a PDF, a compendium, that was made by this professor for the Department of Defense. They commissioned this study, and this is like a synopsis. This 1,500-page document isn't even the half of it. It's a summary of the study. And he's released a bunch of other papers, but basically, you know, that's what we have to come to accept, is that this is the real matrix. We are living in a culture that is artificially created for us, including Barack Obama, including your congressman, and the rest
of
it.
I was wondering, have you ever read the book Tragedy and Hope? I'm actually reading it right now. I'm up to page
830. Not yet. I've got a lot else on my plate here.
It does confirm a lot of things, but it also confirms a lot of things that aren't true.
Well, that's why we have to read things that are counter to our worldview. For example, I'm reading a book right now entitled Is It True What They Say About Freemasons? It's a pro-Masonry debunker book that attempts to debunk anti-Masonic people. So I'm trying to get both sides of the story.
Yeah,
that's
what I do, too.
You know, I don't stay on one thing. And I'm not a single-issue person. I mean, I have so much in life that interests me outside of politics and conspiracies and religion and, you know, I have a life to live. And so
now
that's the thing, that I don't get why people like Troy even exist and spend all their time going after people like us, let alone larger alternative media like Alex Jones, because it's a waste of time. He should be, as he claims, he's such a happy person, he should be out there spending all of his time with his family instead of trying to attack us on our stupid little radio show here.
This is your radio show, ain't stupid.
It's stupid good.
I mean, the point that the book is 1,300 pages shows that the world is complex. If it was just simple, okay, there's a bunch of elites, they want a world government, that's it. I just summed that up in two sentences. But you really can't. There is a lot more complex stuff going on, and there's different factions of people, and they want different methods of it, and they've changed their methods over a period of time, and there are factors they had to work against, and it's not just the people. There's objective third-party factors. If you think of this as a football game, think of it as
wind that's a great
and weather
point. I wanted to ask
and
you.
Other storms and things that nobody controls that are just completely
John Luke,
factors.
What do you think is going to happen with the economy as we approach the midterm 2010 elections?
I think it's going to pretty much stay the same. It may creep down a little bit. It may get worse, but
think that people like Igor Panarin, who are saying the U.S. is on the verge of collapse, are extremist and alarmist in their view?
I don't think we're going to have a full collapse like we had in the Great Depression. I think we may head into a depression,
mm-hmm.
but not like the Great Depression, which was 25.
But certainly the recession isn't over like people like Jim Cramer have said, right?
It'll go on for a couple of more years.
Money?
Yeah, I don't really buy into what he says. It could last as long as 10 years until the economy comes back. If it does, I mean, but I don't see it quite as like, you know, the apocalypse type of a scenario some people see it as. And the thing about it, about like a world government and if all these catastrophic things happen is that it's actually a moot point because, I mean, think about it. If it's like, if you say to yourself, if a nuclear war happens, we're going to have a world government, isn't the nuclear war the bigger concern? Do you know what I'm saying? If a billion people die in the world government of it, isn't the bigger concern that a billion people died? I don't see a full-out world government happening anytime soon.
Okay, so
I thought we could still lose essential sovereignty soon.
Okay, so let's slow down a little bit. What do you see happening with Obama's foreign policy in the next year, particularly as we approach the midterm elections? And do you think there's
going
to be any kind of movement towards like a Ron Paul type non-interventionist philosophy or not?
I do see him being soft on Islamic extremists. I don't think he's going to do as much about that. Now, I know you think that September 11th was an inside job, so there's the perception that any action against Islamic extremists is unjustified because they basically don't really exist or everything they have is justified. Now, I mean, to a certain extent, I understand their animosities, but there are people who do take it to the extremes over there, and there are people who actually do, you know, atrocities.
I'm not saying there's no
saying
terrorists. It's just
perfect,
for the most part,
but,
they blame it all on Muslim extremists as if that's the only people that can plot terrorism, when that's not true at all.
I mean, a lot of those people are very intelligent. A lot of the Arabic
people are
professionals. They say that whether you believe it or not, mastermind was a doctor.
I gave my personal example of being in Heathrow Airport where they had a bomb scare, and then hours later, the local newspapers all simultaneously reported that there was no bomb scare. It was entirely made up, a hyped-up threat. And the supposed bombers, which the government knew all about, they didn't fit the profile of bombers. They were doctors, most of them, PhDs, living with families. And if anything, if they wanted to commit terrorism, it would have been bioterrorism, not a bomb. So it was complete Muslim racial profiling, cultural profiling, that the British government did on these guys, and it's totally asinine.
Well, that's the problem with the news, the mainstream media, is that it's all pretty much the same information, the same style, same way.
It's like, so gotcha, it's again with a mock terror drill.
It's extremely hard to get objective information.
All right, well, Jean-Luc, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're going to be ending the show soon, so all right. All right. So, thanks for your call. Dr. Kimberly, any last words?
No, not really. Just thanks for being here.
Can you lead us out with a meditation?
Yeah, I can.
Yes,
what do you
please.
Want the goal to be?
Damn.
What would you like the goal?
Way to put her on the spot. Shit, dude. Let her relax.
Well, I think she's a very contributive guest.
Yeah, but she don't come here for that. She come here to chill.
It's okay, Louis. It's all good.
That's what I'm trying to do, Louis, is chill us all out.
I'm pulling up something right now. Would you like something
specific?
Specific and hardcore.
Let's just pray that we survive these economic times and all the scaremongering.
Okay.
We have the strength to move forward with positivity.
Hi, Christy.
All right.
Christy's in the room.
Okay. Everybody take a deep breath.
Okay.
Remain calm. Breathe in all the colors of the rainbow. See your body being connected to the one that you call God.
Wow, we got an ohm right there. Did you hear that static?
Know that whatever plays out in front of you is part of the matrix. Don't believe your lying eyes. Trust your head and your heart and remain calm at all times. See all agents of evil being crushed and destroyed. See all their plans falling by the wayside. See their bubbles of reality popping. See reality of love, peace, and harmony flourishing in your life and in the lives of others. Stay strong. Breathe in your strength. Own your power. Remember who you are. Live in this now moment. Peace, y'all.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you. So, I'd like to thank everyone for coming and listening. Come back this Friday, 5 p.m. Even if you don't see us on, just definitely just go into our page, talkshoe.com/TC/23980, or listen on the website. Listen on the website, crowdshotradio.com. Go to peacemeds.com for Dr. Kimberly. She'll make you feel better.
For free.
Buy something, you cheap bastards.
Look, if everybody gets in a position of knowing who they are and not buying into the fear, it's going to be a much better place.
And Louie, you know, seriously, stop drinking the Diet Pepsi.
Don't stop.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start. Don't start. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Everybody in the
Not
room.
Not the same as smoking pot.
Everybody streaming. Don't start with me. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And as always, from my house to your house, everybody knows what I'm going to say. Go ahead. Just say it.
Fuck your mothers.
Jim? Kimberly? Go ahead. Kimberly? No? No?
I think she's okay. Gone.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Fuck your mothers.
Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy.